Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Extraordinary After the Lights Go Out radio show. Super duper excited to be hanging out with you tonight. I am the incredible and the amazing host for tonight, Kia D. It's going down. It is absolutely going down tonight. Tonight we have a special guest. I love special guests. Tonight we've got the extraordinary musician, vocalist, you name it, he does it all. Producer, the extraordinary Wade C. Long. He will be hanging out with us tonight. We're going to dive into him here in just a few minutes, so don't go anywhere. I want you to stick around and stay right there. We've got music. We got some topics, all that stuff tonight. Guess what? Guess what? Guess who got found guilty? R. Kelly. That's right. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. We got all kind of stuff we're going to talk about tonight, so you just stay right there. It's going down right here on this extraordinary radio show. This is Wednesday night. We are live. It's the After the Lights Go Out radio show on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Body cold. And I'm sold, and my clothes
cost me clothes.
Life for the party.
Party,
always get it started.
Started.
And I sold,
Buzzy.
And I sold. I'm independent, got my own, got my own. And I can catch up if I want, if I want. Body cold, Buzzy. And I'm sold,
Buzzy.
And I sold, Buzzy. And my clothes
cost me.
December cold, walk by, feel a trap. Got my own cash. I don't need no nigga. Only thing I need is a bag. Hood and I'm bougie. Gucci on my booty. Popping like a Thule. You ain't popping, need to cool it. Cash with my jeweler. Why you suck? You looking stupid. Winning why they losing. Get your niggas cause they choosing. Diamonds on me and they dancing like Chris. Pockets heavy, got me walking with a limp. I'm a budget copper boy and take a trip. Give me shoes and throw my feet to cross the grip. Life for the party.
Party,
always get it started.
Started.
And I sold,
Buzzy.
And I sold.
Sold.
I'm independent, got my own.
Got my own.
And I can catch up if I want to.
If I want to.
Get a body cold, Buzzy. And I'm sold,
Buzzy.
And I sold, Buzzy. And my clothes
Buzzy.
December cold, walk by, feel a trap. Little booty smack, don't need a lot of that. I'm my own boss and I got my own cash.
Y'all thought thought I was about to actually spit a bar or two on top of that. That's a negative, folks. We're gonna allow Keke Palmer to remain on that bad boy. She did that, okay? I don't spit bars. I just wrecked the mic as an MC. No joke. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Y'all know I've tried. I ain't gonna say I've tried. I've been on several stages where people have attempted to make me do something, and y'all be trying to make me look crazy on stage. We're gonna leave the music creation, the production, and all that great stuff to the experts, like this amazing expert tonight. Listen, this guest, I couldn't wait to get him on. Shout out to Unlimited Wealth Entertainment, the incredible Myron Ruffin, who hooked this interview up right here. I've got an extraordinary young man who is about to blow you all away with his greatness. I'm telling you, he goes down. One of the hardest working brothers I know in the industry right now. And you can tell on his social media page, he is doing the thing. Do you hear me? On his website, he is doing the thing with this new hit single entitled Electricity. He is doing the thing. Please help me welcome the amazing vocalist, producer, keyboardist, you name it. He does it all. The incredible Wade C. Long. How are you? How are you? Thanks for being on the show today.
What's good, TND? Thank you for having me. How are you this evening?
I am super duper fabulous. Super fabulous. So excited to have you on the show tonight. We know you got a lot going on.
I'm excited to be on.
Man, you got a lot going on. Yeah. But we want to make sure we talk about all that tonight. So if we leave something off accidentally, you just throw it in, okay?
Oh, okay. Good deal. I'm with that.
Real tough. Listen, I one of the incredible things that that I love about music and being able to listen to music is, you know, it's timeless. You know what I mean? We got songs right now that my grandbaby, you know, who's five, she'll be like, can you put such and such, you know? And it's like, yeah, that particular song is something I was listening to when I was a kid, you know? And I try and put the original version on it. They're like, that's not it. Like, that's not it. They don't get it. But what it says to me is it says music is timeless. And
that's right.
I want to talk to you about that timeless music that you created. And I also want to talk about the space that you had to create that in. Right? I want to go back to the beginning. I want to go all the way back to being a little boy in Cali. You know what I'm saying? Let's start there.
Uh-oh.
You know, let's talk about growing up and how it went. And then we'll fast forward all the
way. A small little correction. The little boy Wade was actually coming up in Cleveland, Ohio.
California. I meant
it's all good because that's where I am now. Yeah. It's perfect. But I come from a very musical family. I am the youngest of four men children. My grandma gave me my first piano lessons. Dad was a singer in church, so the music has always been there. I usually tell everybody I came up listening to everybody from AC/DC to Andre Crouch. That's how diverse the styles were that I came up around. And I try once in a while to get a little bit of that off in my music. I don't always quite hit the mark, but so, I mean, it's been in me. I think I was three when my mom said, she saw the first time that I could do something with music. And so it's kind of been in with me in the whole time, really, my whole life since I was maybe 2 or 3 years old.
You know, when it's in you, it is in you. Nothing you can do about it. It will follow you around all the days of your life.
You can't. You ain't going nowhere. You might as well not try.
And the crazy thing about it is that, you know, your mother was able to see that gift inside of you at such a young age. It had to have been something that just stood out to her so amazingly well that she was like, oh, this is my baby. And, you know, parents say it all the time. Oh, my baby got it. My baby got the gift.
You mean like today? She still says it today. And that's,
you know what I mean? She said it and it stuck, you know.
Right.
One thing that you said that was important is your grandmother. She was the one who actually showed you how to play piano. I'll never forget. my grandmother was the one who actually showed me how to play piano, although it did not stick. I didn't get to go over there as often as I would have liked to. And so it didn't get to stick. So I only got to go do it maybe once or twice a year, you know. But had I had that true opportunity, I believe I would have gone far with music. But you did.
It's never too late, PAD. It's never too late.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Long. Don't have me coming over there taking piano lessons from you. Don't do it.
I'm just saying. Can't abandon the gift. It's the gift. It's the gift. You can't.
I think it would be so fun. I think it would be amazing to do it. I love music. I always have. Yeah, I think it would be fun. You know, when you were, you know, growing up and playing, tell me about some of the times that you had an opportunity to play that just blew your mind. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now.
It's funny that you mentioned just not being able to carry it on, because I took the lessons from my grandmother, and I'll be honest and say I royally messed that up. Like, I was not good at all. And then a couple years later, a nice man in the church paid for myself and my older brother, Norm, who actually co-writes some of my music with me, paid for us to take piano lessons, and I was a little bit better that time. And
nice.
I remember playing Jingle Bells at a Christmas recital probably in front of about 200 people. And I was like, wow, I can really hear me playing. So that's the first time that comes to mind. Yeah, and then I think later probably would have been a talent show in school a few years later where I just had the opportunity to hear myself playing. I'm like, okay, I'm not so bad at this thing. Maybe I should keep it going.
Oh, wow. I love it. Beautiful. You know, it's moments like that we can't forget. You know what I mean? It's those little things.
Never.
You know, that we can't
Never.
Forget
nah,
those
not
things.
Going
those they're as important as the entire album.
No doubt. I mean, those moments will stick with you forever. Even, you know, if your career ends at some point, you will still have that, you know, until you get out of here. So, no, those are the moments that shape us for the rest of our lives. I agree entirely.
Absolute. Let's fast forward a little bit. Let's go to high school.
Okay.
Tell me about anything you did in high school, you know, music wise, that would have stood out in your mind. Did you impress a girl? Were you trying to impress a girl with music ever?
Well, I may have been trying to impress the young ladies, and I might have been successful at it a couple times too. With the music gift. Yeah. As it were, I remember one time we had this Black History program. I actually had a chance to go to one of my high schools was 98% Black, which, you know, was to me, it was an amazing experience. It was Warrensville Heights High School right outside of Cleveland. And one year we were not going to do a Black History program. And I was like, no, this cannot be. And so I ended up being a part of 3 of the 9 songs that were in the program. The fellas got sick of me real quick. The ladies, not so quick. And so that was pretty fun.
You know, that's the good thing about, you know, music. You know, it definitely, it gives you the upper hand. You know, some of the guys get a little jelly sometimes. It's all right. Don't worry about them. They'll be all right. They got to find their own.
What can you do, you know?
You know, for those of you who are just tuning in, I see the phone lines lighting up. I'm sure you're online worldwide tuning in tonight to hear about the incredible and amazing musician Wade C. Long. What Wade doesn't know is that the name Wade specifically means a lot to me, because that name specifically was my great-great uncle's name, and he died the one month before I was born. And from what they said about him is that he was probably one of the most, in my entire family, he was one of the most special people in our entire family, and he really showed our family how to love. And so that name, I always said if I had a boy, I was going to name him Wade. I have two girls, but if I had a boy, his name would be Wade. Because I absolutely love that name. So when I saw the name Wade C. Long, I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Come through. But he died in 78.
No pressure there, Kia.
That name just means a lot to me. It really does. It's a powerful name. Tell me, do you know where your name came from? Were you named after anybody, or was that just a name your mom and dad chose for you?
Yes. I do know where it came from, and it's escaping my mind at the moment. I do know my mother named me Wade. She's probably listening. She's probably going to cuss me out or something later. But anyway, yeah, she's probably listening like, now, boy, I didn't tell you. Yeah, but I believe it came from, you know what? It came from a kid that she taught Sunday school to, if my memory serves me correct. But the name... it's a quick story about my name. People would always get it wrong when I was a kid. They would try to call me Wayne or Ward, and it was just really stressful for me because, you know, my name is Wade. It's four letters, it's one syllable. Like, come on. When I turned 18, I said I was going to change it. And before I changed it, I looked it up in the dictionary, and that's when I learned that Wade is to walk through each resisting substance. That's the literal definition. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm about to be Wade. So I kept my name.
I think I'm going to keep that. Thank you, Mama.
Right. For myself. Right?
Listen, that's beautiful. I absolutely love it. That's beautiful. I'm excited to talk about your album, your new single, Electricity. Let's talk about music. Talk about it.
Electricity. That song was birthed actually out of a conversation with a young lady. We was kind of vibing, talking our talk or whatever, and we happened to touch hands, and an electric spark happened. And she was like,
"Wow,
ooh, wait, we got electricity." I was like, "Baby, you don't even know. You just wrote a song for me. You don't know. No, you do not put that in the hands of a songwriter." A couple years later, I was looking for a title to this song, and I was like, "Here we go." That's how electricity was born. True story.
Wow. You know, it's the little things, Wade, so you don't miss those little things. It's the little bitty things that matter
the
most.
Those mean anything. Yeah. Ain't no little moments. They just moments that seem small to get bigger later.
I'm telling you, but it's only if we manifest it, if we pay attention and allow God to really use
us.
Now,
see.
Telling you.
There you go.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. One of the incredible things that I was talking to you about earlier is, you know, timeless music. You know, being a producer and a vocalist and musician, you know, having the ability to bring all of that together, you know. Talk to me about the way you write, the passion behind your writing. Or producing, what are you when you're working through music and you're singing and you're playing? Talk to me about, you know, what drives you. What's your passion behind that?
Oh wow, yeah, that's an amazing question. So I have a couple different ways that I will write. Either I will start with some music. I will actually hear the music a lot of times in my mind as if it's a completed song. And do my best to match what I hear in my mind and then write lyrics on top of that. Sometimes I'm inspired. Sometimes I just write a situation, just almost as if I was writing a story, hence the name A Long Story, shameless plug, for the album that'll be out at the top of the year.
Yeah.
But sometimes it will come from a place of vulnerability. I cannot say that word right now, but I've been challenged recently by some other folks that are probably listening to write vulnerable, to write personal stuff. So I kind of challenged myself on this project to do so a little bit more, different situations that I've been through, that I'm going through now, just to make maybe a more personal experience with the listener when they hear the song, more than just words and music, to actually have a story to it that actually has some depth associated with it.
Powerful. Very powerful. That's the hook, line, and sinker right there. That's how you get them.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about these gifts that we've been entrusted with. We got to, I mean, we have to serve them, you know, with some type of realness. You have to, you know, be bearers of our gifts, you know, in a way that is appreciative to the creator that gave them to us. So I'm trying to become more authentic all the time in my music.
You know, they always say faith without works is dead.
Dead.
You have faith that you can do it.
Me, Tia? Why you preaching?
Work. Why, if you don't work on
that thing.
I
ain't even got no organ in front of me. Like, you preaching over here. Like, come on now.
Got to work on that gift, man. God will
got
give it to you. But it's God to keep it going and make it the way God wants it to be in your life. Real talk, I'm proud of you, man. Real talk. Being vulnerable for men and women, period, point blank, is not an easy thing. You know what I'm saying? That means you got to be in touch with emotions that you didn't even know you really had. Well, what happens when I get
in
touch with
some of them emotions that we're not even really ready to dig into, or that might be covered, that's causing some other stuff. But if we twist it right, we can use it as therapy while we're sharing our gifts. We can actually help ourselves go through some things and work out some things that might be going on. So, now you are 100% on.
I'm telling you, we be asking God all the time, God, help me, God. And God said, but I put all the resources. I've given you everything you need. It's right there. We miss it.
See?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't preaching to no choir. I'm talking to myself, too. I get it. You know what I mean? I've been there. I understand.
Right. Right.
If gotta pick up on those little things, man. I'm proud of you, my brother. Real talk. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You've been doing this for a very, very long time. And I know for absolute fact you're gonna continue to do this for a very, very long time. Very excited.
Yeah, that's the plan. So I certainly hope I'm blessed to be able to do that.
Mr. Long, tell me about what's next for you. You got a lot going on at this time. Tell us what's coming up next.
Well, what's next is the album A Long Story. That will be out. I'm coming really close. I can say with almost 100% surety that will be out the first week of the new year. Almost 100% because I've been switching this date around a little bit. And not too long after that, the second single, Electricity, is the first single from the album. The second single is a duet with the lovely Hill Street Soul, a song called Celebrate You that we want to drop around just a little bit before Valentine's Day to get a lover something to celebrate each other too. It's a really, really cool joint. Everybody that's heard Hill Street Soul, how passionate and just how straight out dope she is as far as delivering a song. And this was something that was a little bit different that I took to her. I was like, she might not even want to do this. And when I brought it to her, she was like, I'm in. And one of the reasons I'm in is because it's different than a lot of the stuff that I've done. I was like, yes. And the song came out wonderfully. I don't want to say too much about it before it's all the way out, but it's really going to be a nice piece. I really believe that people are going to love it. So please go out and support it along with the album when it drops, A Long Story.
I love it. You know, congratulations on working with Hill Street Soul. We had her on the show probably, oh my goodness, the end of last year, I think it was, or beginning of this year. It was a couple months ago. But it was this year. It wasn't last year. It was this year. She is an extraordinary artist, and
yes, she is.
The crazy thing about what you just said, sometimes with artists, you know, we get stuck in that one lane, you know, and we don't want to veer out, you know, we don't want to do the country song,
exactly.
We don't want to do that as it, we don't want to do it because it's not in our lane, you know, we might be a little nervous to go out, we don't know how our listeners and our supporters might take that. But what you do if you don't do it, then you miss out on some supporters and listeners that might not have had an opportunity to hear you because they don't listen to that other genre. You cross over just a little bit, or you dive out a little bit, or you do something that you're not used to a little bit, and you bring some additional people in that might just absolutely love what you're doing. I absolutely think that's wonderful.
You're talking now. Yeah. I mean, no, I appreciate that, and I don't take that lightly because she doesn't work with everyone. I've gotten to know her a little bit. She doesn't work with everyone. She has to really be filling the project to get in there and do it. So, I mean, not only was I just honored that she agreed to do the song, but as I'm learning more about her, learning how selective she is and working with, I mean, she's been around forever and been great and successful and has been on the stage with some of everybody. And for her to be like, yes, I'm in, I believe in this song, it's a great song, we have to do this. I mean, it meant the world to me, and it still does.
Beautiful. You know, Hill Street Soul is supported on many levels. How can everyone else who's tuned in tonight that wants to support you, love on you, attend some concerts, all that good stuff, tell us what we can do in order to support you?
Well, you can always check out the website, WadeClongMusic.com. On most social media, you can find me at WadeClong. I'm there on TikTok, Twitter, Insta. I always tell people YouTube is so confusing when you're searching for somebody. Just search WadeClong in the search bar on YouTube if you want to check me out there. All my stuff is on all the major platforms. And I always say, if you're ever in doubt, do a Google search for WadeClong. I'm the only one out there. I'm the only one that's going to come up.
The extraordinary and the incredible musician, vocalist, producer, you name it.
Well, I'll take that. You got more?
I absolutely love it. The incredible WadeClong. He is in. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm excited to see him on the big screen one day. We're going to add actor to that. Philanthropist as well as author, because I'm sure he's going to write a book. I guarantee you.
I actually have a few out.
See, let's talk about it. Come on now, tell us more.
You can find my books on Amazon. I've written a few books. I kind of stepped away from that in the more recent years to pay more attention to the music. But I have actually a self-help book out. I have a couple of novels and a couple books of poetry out. So you can check me out on Amazon. You can check me out pretty much anywhere you get your books. You will find me there as well. Since you mentioned it, I wasn't going to plug the books, but since you mentioned it, they are out there for anybody that might be looking for them.
Mr. Long, I want you to plug absolutely everything. What else are we missing?
Let's see. I think that's about it for now. I think we touched on just about everything, pretty much. Pretty much everything that's ready. That's ready to be talked about.
I'm excited. Let me ask you this, though. If you did have an opportunity to go on big screen, who would you like to work alongside?
Denzel is amazing.
Oh!
I mean, Denzel is amazing. I don't know that there is a character that he can't play. The man is amazing. It would probably have to be Denzel, to be honest.
You know what?
Morgan Freeman is another one.
Yeah. Morgan's great. Yeah.
I think I work with Morgan Freeman just to hear his voice, though. Love his voice. But no, definitely Denzel, I would think, if I had a choice.
You know, somebody said Morgan Freeman been old all his life. I'm like, you know, you sure right. Yeah.
But he's been good. He's been good. Like, he's royalty, you know.
Man. And you know what's crazy? Yeah. You mentioned Denzel. And when I was asking you that question, I had one person in my head. You know, when people ask questions, sometimes
Uh-oh.
They'll think of somebody they want to work with. And I was like, well, who could I work with? Just in case he asked me, who's my person? You know. The person I was thinking of was Denzel's son.
Oh, wow.
That
okay.
brother,
No, he's really good too. He's I've seen him in a couple of things recently, and he's coming up right in his father's footsteps. I mean, he's gonna be amazing.
He's gonna be amazing. He sounds just like his dad. His mannerisms. I mean, it's a little creepy.
I have to be honest.
Yeah. Like, how in the world are you just like your daddy? But when you have been around, he is brilliant. Though he is, I can't lie. He's good. I've seen
him
in a couple movies. You know,
he's gonna tell.
You know who else I would like to work with? Jordan Peele.
Oh, he's
the one who did Get Out, bro. What?
And while you mention people like think about Jordan Peele, it's not a whole lot of people anymore besides maybe him. Jamie Foxx is another one. I had to tweet about Jamie Foxx not too long ago because, I mean, there's a few EGOTs, I guess is what they call them. But he is – very few people are excellent in all of those different categories, like he, excellent, all of them, and I think in the same way, Jordan Peele, just as good as his comedy stuff, is his horror thriller stuff, and I don't think we've even seen. I think he's got some other stuff in him that we just haven't had an opportunity to see yet. Jim Carrey is another one that's just great. Period. Like. Like it's gonna really jump off. So, no, I mean it's a handful. Halle Berry, the lovely Halle Berry, she's just and she's, you know, she's Cleveland, so that'd be another great reason to work with her. But no, she's definitely on that list too.
Now I do have to say this. I gotta ask you this question real quick. This is a disclaimer. This is our Wednesday night show. We usually have this disclaimer at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to put it in right now. Go ahead and put your kids in the bed, everybody. This is the Wednesday night.
Uh-oh.
Put your kids in the bed. Let's talk real quick. I got one question for you, Wade. I want to talk about Monsters Ball. I want to talk about that scene with Halle Berry and old dude, oh my gosh, I can't think of his name right now. Just he's another brilliant actor, by the way. I want to talk about this thing. Billy Bob Thornton had a huge debate the other day about the sexual scene. That scene was real.
Right.
You go back and watch that scene. That scene was 100% real.
You think it was real?
Monsters Ball. That one scene where they were having intercourse, that bad boy, that was a real scene. And I kept saying, I think I saw that movie when I was a teenager, I think. I'm like, am I supposed to be watching it? but they do that now
scene,
in these movies.
Right.
They make these movies a lot of movies nowadays are supposed to be rated R that really aren't. They're PG-13, and then you take your kid, and then they're seeing stuff and listening to sexually explicit. You know, times have just changed. It's not the same anymore than what it used to be.
Not at all. No, it was completely different.
Completely different. But Jordan Peele, brilliant. I don't recall seeing one sex scene in any of his movies, and his movies are still brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it can be done. I think that's the thing with art, even with music. It can be done excellently without I don't have another way of saying it right now except for X-ratedness. It can be done brilliantly without that. You can be just as provocative without being so openly X-rated about it and achieve the same means if that's what you're trying to do. And I think that's one of the cool things about his films and a few of the other people that I mentioned. You can it's a bunch of different ways to skin a cat. And this art thing, like I said, we are the bearers of gifts, and you got to be able to do it more than one other way. A lot of the comedians who are out now are really brilliant, and you can do it with all the language that you want to do it with or without, but it seems like the ones who have stood the test of time, the ones who we're still talking about now who've been gone for decades, those are the ones who could flip it either way. If they potty mouth about it or if they clean, like they can do it. They can perform for a bunch of adults. They can perform at a kid's birthday party and still be able to make people laugh. Those are the ones really I think are the difference makers, and the people in music too. It's a time for adult stuff, and then it's a time when you got all the kids around. You don't want all that stuff going on. So to me, you got to be able to be a little versatile so that you can be able to do more than one thing, in my opinion.
Agreed, 100%. My entire staff here they've really stopped doing what they've been doing to listen to our interview tonight. Usually they work in, they're doing this, they're doing that. Tonight they've been completely tuned in. They were engulfed by you, and so I just want to say thank you so very much tonight. for your greatness.
I'm flattered. Thank you, Seth.
Oh, man. It was all you tonight. So one more time, for those who want to reach out, for those who need to reach out, for those who need some great music, for those who need a change in their life, listen, if you have not been to the website, I want you to right now, wadeclongmusic.com. Go check him out on all social media platforms, as well as YouTube, all right? Listen, go like, subscribe, hit the notification bell so when he uploads, you can have those hits. You want to do it because this is what supports our artists. You're always talking about support, support, support. This is what he has asked you to do. This is what he needs. Make sure you go check him out. This is one of the hardest working brothers in the music industry right now. And so we appreciate you stopping by because we know you are extremely busy. So we appreciate you stopping by for a moment to hang out with us here at We Talk Radio Network. And listen, I want to say a couple things real quick. I get married in January, and I'm going to have electricity playing at the wedding. The DJ going to have that song because it dropped in January.
Listen,
I'll have it. It's going to be on lock, and I'm going to make sure that the DJ announces exactly who the artist is and all that.
It's going to be like every time we touch. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man. Right.
Yeah. I'm excited. I love the hit. Congratulations on your success.
Congratulations,
and all
by
of
the way.
Success. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm actually getting married on my birthday.
Please.
January 15th.
You know what? See, you did him a favor. You did him a favor.
I did.
Ain't that how that goes? So you just one gift now? Is that how it goes? Or do you still got to double it up?
No, sir. Double or absolutely nothing at all. Double or don't walk in the house.
I'm be quiet. I'm going to stay in my lane over here.
Listen, he better double it up. He knows, too. I told him. I said, the only way I'm is if I get double every year. So he said, okay.
Yeah, this addition here, this ain't multiplication.
I'm super excited. I had so much fun tonight. We have your song that we are about to play, Electricity. Thank you again so much, Mr. Long, for coming on the show tonight and hanging out with us. We truly, truly appreciate
it. Pleasure's been mine. Really do.
Don't hesitate to come back on anytime. Any shout-outs you want to give to the fans who are tuned in tonight?
Yeah, you know, I want to give a shout-out to my team. I don't get to do this very often. My music partner, Hans Anderson, records all my vocals, put up with all my weird attitudes and stuff. That's my guy. I want to holler at him. My family back in Cleveland, especially my brother, Norm, who I'm sorry, I should say his professional name, N. Reginald Long, where he tells me out about that later. He's co-wrote, I think, two of the songs on here, but he's been writing with me for like 30 years, literally, writing music with me and just helping coach me up in life and in music. I also want to give a shout out to Myron Ruffin. Talk about hardworking people. That guy is a pillar. And a lot of stuff I'm doing now, I couldn't do without him. And matter of fact, this is Myron's birthday, so happy birthday, bro, if you're listening.
Yes.
What else we got? I'm forgetting people, but y'all know I love y'all and appreciate the support from the fans. Please continue to support, and thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, and happy birthday, Myron Ruffin of Unlimited Wealth Entertainment. Brilliant brother. Brilliant. I've known him for about 12 years now. When I first started radio broadcasting, I was introduced to him, and we've been rocking ever since. So I haven't
known him that long, but he's somebody every time you talk to, you learn something else. You learn something new. Like, he always been wisdom.
Absolutely. He is. He's been the same ever since I met him. He hadn't changed one little bit. Crazy thing is, I have never met him in person, but you wouldn't know that by the relationship. So he's just brilliant, absolutely excellent.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's real cool. It's real cool. Thank you again, Mr. Long. I appreciate you. Y'all check him out, WadeCLongMusic.com. Flood his social media and all that good stuff. Thank you, Mr. Long. Right here, right now.
Appreciate you too.
We got that incredible hit entitled Electricity right here on your favorite listening station. It's After the Lights Go Out on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
I missed you.
Thanks for tuning in to After the Lights Go Out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
Woke up this morning with a brand new attitude. New smile, new style, it's a whole mood. Trying to find a vibe that I can get into today. And now I'm on my way. I hit the park and see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them shorts, shorts got their bellies rolling. To the beat that they're playing on the radio, and all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my element, I'm really loving it. Left all my worries, 'cause they're all irrelevant. 'Cause it is gonna make you real good.
Kia D, and I am super duper excited because tonight we had an amazing guest by the name of Wade C. Long, and you can check out this extraordinary musician and all of his incredibleness at wadeclong.com, excuse me, wadeclongmusic.com, and that's W-A-D-E, Wade, the letter C, Long, L-O-N-G, music.com. So super excited that you all got to hang out with me tonight. It's so fun when you're hanging out with me. I absolutely love it. Your presence is needed and appreciated. So thank you so very much. We were going to have some topics tonight, but we're going to save those for Monday night. On this coming Monday night, we're going to be talking about a couple of things. There was a rapper who actually was murdered recently at a restaurant while he was eating. And they're actually blaming his girlfriend because she actually posted their location on Instagram. So can't really blame her. You know, she was doing what anybody would do, right? Posting on Instagram that we are live here eating at this certain place, or we're out of town, or we're just, you know, people do that all the time. They post their location. Well, guess what? You can't do that sometimes. This young man has some flashy necklaces on, all kind of stuff, and so I think robbery or jealousy may have even played into that. So we're going to be talking about that on Monday. We're also going to be talking about a Louisiana substitute teacher that was arrested for bullying, for allegedly bribing students with $5 each to bully and attack their classmates. Crazy. We got another story we're going to talk about Monday. A woman exposes her cheating ex at his wedding after he accidentally booked her band to perform. We're also going to talk about R. Kelly found guilty of child pornography charges in Illinois, but not guilty on several other charges. It's going down. It's going down. There's one more story we're going to talk about. Actually, there's several stories we're going to talk about on Monday, but there's another really, really sad story of a 60-year-old man, who gets a 60-year sentence. He was actually filming. He actually filmed himself raping a 7-year-old girl over a 2-year period. She was 9 when her father walked in on the grown man having sex with his 9-year-old daughter. And we're going to find out. We'll talk about all the details, but it was that situation happened for 2 years. And this man that was raping his daughter was his friend. He was sleeping on his couch. He had done it all the time. So he heard a noise. He went to go check, and he saw his friend went on the couch. He went and looked in his daughter's room, and boom, the man was on top of his 9-year-old daughter. And come to find out after they did the investigation, it's been happening for 2 years. We're going to talk all about that on Monday. Be here for the Kia D Unplugged show Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday night, Kia D Unplugged. I'll be here. Fernice will be here. T Smiley will be here. I'll have the Hot Topic panel here with me, hanging out, having a good time. So I, again, want to thank you all over the globe. You are tuned in tonight to hang out with us and have some fun. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. Make sure you check us out on our weekend lineup. No, we won't have the Cave Radio show on Saturday, but on Sunday, we got a full lineup. So make sure you check out our shows on Sunday, the Shine Lord Radio Show featuring Pastor Jeremy Glenn, Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax, and the E-Man After Show on Sunday night at 9 p.m. It goes down. So y'all make sure y'all check us out, all of our incredible shows, all throughout the week, including on Tuesday night, Groovy Tuesday. You got to come get your groove on. You got to come get your groove on and hang out with us. Just cut it on and have a good time. Shout out to Mitchell, the producer over on that show. So, again, we thank y'all so much for tuning in and making We Talk Radio Network your number one listening station. Check us out all over the internet. You can just Google us. You can go to our Instagram, our Facebook, our LinkedIn, our YouTube. We're doing a huge YouTube push. And definitely like, subscribe, comment, hit that notification bell, all that good stuff. Definitely support We Talk Radio Network as we continue to support these amazing artists and all of these incredible and amazing people that are doing great things around the globe. And as we continue to create this place where your voice can be heard and heard well, definitely continue to support We Talk Radio Network. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'll see y'all on Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner, and we'll be winning. Look back, fantasize about me.
The lights go out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.